be a wordsmith is defined as a person who writes, an author, a journalist, a person who commits their thoughts to paper. But I believe it is so much more. The ability to craft a story, to change lives, to transport the ordinary life to an extraordinary place, to put words on paper and awaken the imagination in ways the reader never dreamed possible. Yes, to have the ability to see what isn't there and make you see it too. To awaken the senses in new and amazing ways. To feel a cool breeze on a hot summer day on your cheeks. To smell wildflowers as they bloom. To taste a delicacy on a foreign soil. To feel like you've never felt before. Touching places long forgotten. Connecting with your souls in new ways. That's what writers do. It's my pleasure to host Speaking of Writing, a new podcast. Speaking of Writing is open for authors from all over the world. This gives us an opportunity to broaden our experiences, to hear actual writers' voices, hear what inspires them, experience their trials and struggles, and realize that we all have a story, and they are all worth telling. I hope you enjoy this. I'm Rose Cushing, and I am the host of Speaking of Writing, an international podcast for writers and authors all over the globe. Today, my guest is Michelle Nangle, and she is an author, and she has Shelley Mack Books. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about you.
So a little bit about me. Well, I'm in my 40s. I always wanted to write, but never quite, I guess I maybe just never thought, or did I really have it in me? Or, you know, maybe I'll just do it one day. But I never really truly embraced it until lockdown hit. And that was when I decided to write my first picture books for my children, which I went on to self-publish. But a little bit about me as a writer. I feel like being a writer is who I really am. And I've only really truly found myself in my 40s in terms of professionally speaking. And I feel through the help of having my children as inspiration and my faith, those are the two main contributing factors to me being the writer that I am now. So just in a nutshell, that's a little about me.
Tell everybody where you live.
I live in Scotland. I live in a little town called Salisbury, which is a blink and you'll miss it town. So some people maybe not even know that it's here. And if you're wanting geographically to know where that is, it's about 14 miles from city centre of Glasgow. So I'm 14 okay. miles out of the city centre.
I have heard Scotland is a beautiful country.
Oh, it's beautiful. And see, when the sun is out, which is not always, it's hardly ever actually, when the sun is out, it is, oh, some of the scenery is so picturesque, and it's a beautiful place to visit as well. So, you know, I've got a lot of friends that come over from the United States just to see some of the lovely parts of Scotland. So, yeah, it's a beautiful place, beautiful country to visit.
Now, tell us a little bit about Shelley Mack Books.
So basically, when I wrote my first children's book after my children decided one day to dress up as a turtle and a spider, and I made them a rhyming story up one day in our living room, and then I thought, oh, that's good, I better write this down. Mm-hmm. And then because we sort of hit in lockdown, there was not really an awful lot to do. Everybody was trying to keep themselves busy, keep themselves, you know, keep their mental health from getting to them as well. And for me, that was a major part of writing these books for my kids. I thought, well, it'll keep me busy, it'll keep me occupied, and it certainly did. I connected with a illustrator over in the Philippines, and he was using the money that I was giving him to pay to help his village survive, you know, just to give him food and different things. And it was just a wonderful way to be used in lockdown. And I decided to go on and self-publish some more children's books. So I've got five children's books published and a colouring activity book to go with one of them. And then I went on to, during this time, I, you know, decided to embrace my dream of writing a novel. And that's where Landis started. And yeah, that was always the thing that I was leading towards, writing my novel. And I think at the time I didn't really have an idea at all about what I was asking of myself. It's a very difficult thing to write a novel. I have so much respect for anybody that writes anything. It's very, very difficult, but it's also part of who you are. So I think if you've got it in you, you owe it to yourself to get those words down and to put the work in and to do it. And determination, a lot of praying, a lot of patience and asking God for patience was very much part of my journey and still continues to be so each and every day. But that's basically how Shelley Mac Books came to be. I had no idea what I was doing. I was a social media dinosaur, so I had to learn a lot right from scratch. I had a lot of people helping me. I'm very grateful for that and showing me the ropes and different things. And yeah, I'm still learning with it, but I've managed to, because of all the help I've had, achieved quite a lot with where I am now. So yeah, as I say, just so grateful to everybody that's part of my journey and has helped me out. And I'm very especially grateful to Monarch Educational Services and the lovely Jen for giving me the opportunity to have a first published novel out there in the world. I mean, wow, it's just a dream come true to have that. So I will be eternally grateful to her for that opportunity.
Jen Lowry is a very special woman. She's helped me with my publishing company immensely.
Yeah, she is so wonderful. She really is. And it's amazing how God connects you with the right people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it definitely is a God thing.
It always, sure. Yeah, we always say that. This is a God thing. This is a God thing. It's like, we know when it is, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Landis, is Landis out now?
Landis released on the 7th of November last year. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's crazy to say that last year now that we're into the new year. So yeah, it's just been out for just under a couple of months. And yeah, what a whirlwind it's been since the 7th of November last year, but a crazy, brilliant whirlwind at that. And yeah, so it's now available to buy in online across the board. And there are selective stores as well in the UK that have it to purchase in store.
Are any of the stores in the US carrying it through Ingram or?
I'm not sure. I think that's where the geographical thing sort of comes in. Because I don't live over there, I can't physically go into stores to get them to sort of have me in and do a book signing as such. Otherwise, I would definitely do that. But I don't know if there is a way to do that. I might actually reach out and see if there's a way that I could maybe do even a visual online.
Yeah, like book Barnes and Noble. Some of
yeah, I mean, I don't know if they would do that. I might actually reach out to Stephanie Cossa and ask her about that, because yeah, it'd be great to get even more of a presence in the US. You know, with me living in Scotland, that's a bit more difficult for me to do. So yeah, but you've given me that idea, so thank you.
Sure.
I'll
sure
do that.
I tell all my writers to produce something called a one sheet. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it has a little bio about you and information about your book and your ISBN number and stuff, so that bookstores can buy it and get it from you. So you might try emailing some of those out too.
Oh, yeah. Where do you get your template from?
I can send you one. I don't have a real template, but I can send you a one sheet. And, you know, you can get an idea of what it looks like. But that
brilliant.
Might,
you know, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. So now you have your picture books. Tell us a little bit about those. Are they available for sale?
Yeah, so my picture books are available through Amazon. So I published through KDP. So they're not in store anywhere. They're just available online through Amazon. And they, each one of my children's books have a moral for children. So for example, my first one, The Turtle and the Spider, is all about friendship and listening to your parents. And Spiky the Hedgehog is a sort of creative way of helping children with potty training. Mm-hmm. And another one of my books, The Go-Go the Gallimimus, this was one of my favourite ones to write because it's an anti-bullying book for kids.
Nice.
And being somebody who was bullied at school as a youngster, it's a very, very important subject matter to me. You know, and I'm always working really hard with my own kids just to make sure. I mean, I don't have to work hard with them. They're really good, kind kids, and they include everybody. And, you know, that's what I would always want to see. But, you know, a lot of kids out there can be really mean, even from a young age. So I think it's really important to instill those values at a young age while they're still learning and when it's important. So I've made that very much present in my children's books. You know, so I want everybody to take something from it and to learn something from them. And I'm certainly hoping that that is the case. But they've sold really well. The kids' books are doing really well. I actually went onto my KDP account just before Christmas and had a whole bunch of books that had been sold. And I was like, I didn't even realise, because sometimes I'm quite bad at advertising them now that Landis is out, because it's sort of jumped up to the top spot, if you like. So I was really encouraged to see that towards Christmas. That was nice.
Very nice. Now tell us about Landis, the book.
So Landis is set, it's actually set in our world, but it's a secret world which nobody knows. So the people that live in Landis are also not aware that there's a bigger world out there themselves. So they think that they're just living in this little bubble with nobody else round about them. And us in this world have no idea about Landis. Deep-seated in the depths of the ocean is where Landis exists. It's a fantasy world which is run by an entity called the Immortal Host. And 200 years ago, a princess got cast out to the other side of the island, and the chief immortal host put an impenetrable barrier through the middle of the island in which she is not allowed, so that she can stay there captive and she can't make her way back to the other part of the island where all the residents live. But she was cast out for evil wrongdoing, but it's not cut and dried. She's had a very hard life, and you learn a little bit about that in the very opening chapter. So the complex characters, it's a very character-driven book with multiple points of view. And you have a young prince who is just turning 16 and he's about to be given his gift of power, which happens to all the teenagers in Landis around their 16th birthday. They get given their gift of power and he has to use his power to save his island from the dark princess who is gaining her own power back, and she's threatening to come back into their side of their world. But as I say, it's not all that you would think that it is. There's a lot of complexities there. And, I like to write characters that also have, you know, levels of depth to them. And mm-hmm. certainly my character, who is the Dark Princess, as she's known as in the book, she's got a lot of interesting things to come, shall we say.
Very good. Now, what age group is this book geared towards?
So I would say this is more younger YA. So probably from age, well, over here we say primary 7+, so 11+, I would say. It's clean fiction, clean in all aspects in terms of the romance and all the rest of it. There are some darker elements in the book as well. So for any parents that may be listening that want to know about that, you know, there are some darker elements with the Dark Princess and things that she's faced. And it covers things like anxiety and different things that some teenagers go through. And it's been interesting when I've been going to talk in the schools last year, I've been bringing that into my talk, you know, about anxiety and how I deal with mine. And a lot of the kids have asked questions about that. You know, can you tell us how you deal with your anxiety and what you do? Because you can see that there's a need out there for youngsters. They're all facing a lot of hardships themselves. And anxiety doesn't just begin when you're older. You know, you have that from, I've had that since my youthful days. You know, I think since I've been born, I've been an anxious person. So I think it's quite good to be able to know that you can help people out there and maybe give them advice and encourage them to do their creative writing, or if they illustrate, or whatever it is that they may do to help them distract from their mind when they need to have those moments of distraction.
I think that's so wonderful, because teenage suicide is so high. The rates are crazy.
Oh, terrible, terrible.
And anything that we can do, you know, to talk to them about having anxiety and that it's normal, and, you know, things they can do to relieve it or talk about it, is really a good thing.
So yeah, I'm glad. Definitely.
So now, where can people buy your book? All over the country? The world?
Well, if you're in the UK listening, you can get some selective Waterston stores. We'll have it in store. I now have, there's an independent bookstore down south called The Chicken and the Frog. They are now stocking the book. Blackwell's in Edinburgh have ordered the book in, so that will be available soon once that arrives. And the Edinburgh Bookshop will also be having me to feature as their book club person quite soon this year, and they'll be having the books in store as well. Otherwise, you can get them in Amazon online, Barnes & Noble. I'm trying to think of other places, like Blackwell's online, Waterston's online, basically where you can buy books online, Gardeners as well. You can basically get Landis. It's across the board online.
And how can people follow you?
So to follow me, you can find me. I've made it very easy for everybody. I'm Shelley Mack Books everywhere. So just look up Shelley Mack Books and you'll see I'll come up. And even my website is www.shelleymackbooks.co.uk.
Okay.
So you can find me.
Can they order books off your website?
On my website, it'll take you directly to Amazon.
Okay.
And you can also order my book through Monarch Educational Services as well, my publisher. So if you go on there, there's the option to buy Landis on the website there as well.
And is it available in an ebook?
It's available in ebook and paperback in the UK, and it's also available in ebook, paperback, and hardback in the US.
Good. Very good. Because sometimes people get discouraged about that, but an ebook doesn't have any of that complication.
Yeah, true.
Very nice. Now, what's on your bucket list for the future? Do you have a novel now that's in the works or more kids' books?
So I've got so many dreams that I want to fulfill within my writing. At the moment, I am writing thriller and horrors. I've got an agent now and she's got one of my books out on submission. So, but with my writing, even though I quite like a sort of thriller with a horror speculative edge, I'll always make sure that I've got some, you know, journey of faith or discovery or something within my writing will always be evident. I always like to represent my faith in my writing. So that's very important to me. So at the moment, I've got a horror out there on submission. I'm writing another thriller as well, which all Scottish-based thrillers are based in somewhere in Scotland. So that's my work in progress just now. That's my immediate to-do list. I would like to have that finished within the next couple of months. And I would also really just love to write some romance books. I'd like to write romance with maybe a speculative edge, some sort of difference or a twist, or maybe like, you know, you wake up and you're back in time and you're 16 years old again and you get to, you know, see what your life would pan out if you did things differently. I don't know, I've got lots of different ideas, lots of things written down, and I must have at least 10 books sort of pre-written already in my head, ready to go. So I'm in a good place going forward. I don't know where I'll be in 10 years' time, but hopefully have a good number of books out there for people to enjoy.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you this morning, and I know everybody's going to love learning more about you and your books. Is there anything else you'd like your audience to know? Are you doing any signings local that you want to talk about, or anything in your area coming up? We do have an audience in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, great. At this moment in time, I don't have any more book signings as of yet, but that's all sort of, I'm waiting to hear back from a few people, so I can't say anything yet until it's set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be doing a number of school visits this year, which I'm very much looking forward to. And anything that I have coming up, I will put in my social media. On mostly I use Instagram. That's my main place that I tend to advertise. And I connect that to my Facebook as well. So if you're on social media and active on social media, if you keep on, up with me on Instagram, that's a place where I tend to post mostly. That's where I get most of my audience coming from. So keep in touch, keep following me, and I hope to connect with more readers, more writers, and certainly just to leave with a little bit of advice, and that is, you know, you're never too old to follow your dreams. I'm in my 40s and I went for it, and look what's happened. You know, dreams are not easy to come by, but they are achievable, and they are there just waiting for you to follow them. So go for it, follow your dream, and you know, keep going, don't give up. That's probably the advice I would leave with as well.
Very, very good advice. Well, if you'll stay on the line a minute. Everybody, thank you as always for listening to Speaking of Writing. And we hope you guys have a prosperous 2024. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Rose.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Everybody has a story. Just let your mind drift away and find yours. I know it's out there. What are you waiting for?